Shanti. Good morning. So Sister Savi was not able to come today to give the class. So we're going to do a workshop, which is on the same theme of sitting in God's heart or in God's heart. So I'm Sister Chris from Australia, and I think most of us have just arrived in Mudaban, or maybe you've been here a little while. Who's here for the first time in Mudaban? Any first time? Oh, lovely. See, Baba chooses very good jewels, and he wins our heart, right? So he wins our head, but he also wins our heart. And Baba says we're all paths in love. So when Baba touches our heart, it speaks to a part of us that is very genuine and very deep. So it's a great time having, it's an appropriate time having arrived in Mudaban to think about, you know, here we are, we've come to Baba's home, our home, and to be in Baba's heart, what does that mean for us? And how does my heart speak to Baba's heart? So we're going to do a lovely little exercise here, and apologies for all the activity during the meditation, but it was a bit of a last-minute stand-in, so we need to get organised. So first of all, before we do this, there's an opportunity to think. If you have a pen and paper, you're welcome to write for yourself. If you don't have a pen and paper, you can type or you can just think. So I thought it might be nice to start just reflecting for a few minutes on the year that has been for you. So who came to Mudaban last season? So it's been, for many of us, it's been 1 year. So just to think about a few of the main things that have happened for you this year. And if it's your first time, again, some main things maybe leading up to this trip. So some significant events this year. They could be physical, they could be changes in your environment, or they could be spiritual experiences. Okay, so just maybe think of three main things and write those down. Or think of them, and what they meant to you, why they were significant. Okay, so I'll just give you 5 minutes to do that. Okay, that's food for thought, I'm sure. So out of your three things, three significant things from this year or this lead-up time, who had a change in their circumstances? Maybe their job, their home, they moved house. Okay, so that's a big thing, no? Significant thing, isn't it? It changes our life in different ways. Who had an obstacle in relationships? Few more. Who had a health challenge, either for yourself or someone very close to you? What else? Who had a spiritual challenge, like something you had to think more deeply about? I think that would be all of us, because we reflect everything that happens into our spiritual life as well. And all those things where you think about the meaning of them. So it could be other things, but there are general categories. Baba says Maya, matter, circumstances are the things where Maya, where we have changes. So next thing to think is, how did those things bring you closer to Baba? How did those things bring you closer to Baba? So you can write that down, and then we might, if we could have a mic, we could maybe hear a few thoughts from you. Okay, would anyone like to share something about that? And if it's in another language, maybe someone can share for you, translate. We have, what language do we have? English and just English. It was already English, unless my accent's really bad. Okay, would anyone like to share? Yes, please, if you could come to the front and use the mic, then everyone can hear you. So it's just down here on the table. Doesn't need to describe the whole situation, that's your business. But, you know, how that has helped you. If in essence you want to share it, you're welcome. Maybe say your name and your country, and then thank you. Thanks for coming forward.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, sister. And thank you, dear family, for allowing me this opportunity to share. My name is Hina Purushottam, and I'm from South Africa. So there have been challenges. And there has been lessons learned, and just a little something in essence. Oh, my sweet, sweet Baba, my ever constant, unchanging, loves me as I am, however I am, because He's in my heart and I'm in His heart. Just holding on to His hand and trusting the process and the drama. Om Shanti.
Lovely, thank you. Yeah, well done. So would you say it's faith, that your faith kept you close to Baba in that change?
Absolutely. And I just find that coming, going to class and listening to the sweet Murali every day, there's always an answer. So no matter what you are going through, Baba gives you the answers. Om Shanti.
Mm. Who else has had that experience? I certainly have, that going to class every day and holding on to Baba's hand keeps us close. Anyone else? Is that a hand up? No? Yes, sister, please come.
I'm Shanti, so I'm Yajna from Mauritius. And for me, last year was, I'm always moving physically, and I have developed the stability in like realizing that I am a resident of Paramdham. So anywhere I am, I'm just a resident from there, and this is my stable and original place.
Wonderful. So Baba's been talking a lot about the bodiless lately. So yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Anyone else? Have another one? Someone else, something that's been a change for you recently, and how it's helped you stay close to Baba. Yes, sister, please come.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, sister. Thank you, all Parivar. I am from USA, Meena. Logic name is Meena. And I am 3 year Baba's bachcha. And the Babas helped me from first day in the Murali, 3 stop, like I am Bindu, Baba Bindu and Rama Bindu. And that's helped me so much in my life to not to get Vyarth Sankalp and get close to Baba. And I always, when I leave, I think Baba's with me, and that's helped me every day. Like, and that's like, always we think like we have to stay in temple, that's everything goes. Wherever you are, Baba's with you. I just stay with him. So that's helped me so much. Thank you.
Lovely. So Baba's company, keeping Thank you, Sister Meena. So when Baba says, have heart-to-heart conversation, what happens for you? What happens? Does it feel like you open up? You let down your any defences, you become very truthful, you become very receptive also to Baba's love. You share what's really you're holding, you know, inside. So this is what we can also do in this little workshop. It's about how would we speak heart to heart with Baba. So what would our heart say to Baba? And then Baba also responds, right? So whether it's by vibrations, sometimes it's a feeling or a thought that Baba helps us through. Sometimes it's an answer in the Merli. Sometimes it's a coincidence. So it seems like a coincidence and drama works out and you feel that Baba is, you know, got a hand and is helping you. You know, where you couldn't have thought of that thing and then it happens. So it's like the impossible becomes possible. So this close relationship is really magic with Baba. So what we're going to do now is this exercise, which is building Baba's heart. And, you know, Baba also promotes unity. So he, which is our theme for the Avyakt signals this month too, which is good, isn't it? So faith and unity and cooperation. So what we're going to do is we've got a jigsaw puzzle here, and the pieces are the pieces of Baba's heart. So this is called In God's Heart. So they all have a number and a blessing on them. And so, you know, we're one family, and so together each of us will put a piece of that. We'll come one by one, I'll explain in a moment, and we will add to Baba's heart and we will build that. And then as we do that, we're participating in being in Baba's heart and also sharing our own heart. So what we have here is the pieces with a number on them. They also have a blessing. So we'll do this with yoga. If we can have also a little bit of soft music when we start in a moment from the front here. I'll come down here and then give you a piece and you can, one by one, we'll come and you can read what it says. And then just take a moment to reflect on that and then place it on this jigsaw puzzle, which is on the chair down here. And there's a spot for every number. So we're going to go piece by piece, one at a time. So each one, you take the piece, or you'll be given the piece, so you can read it, reflect on it. You can have a moment of drishti with Baba and then place the piece in the picture and then take a blessing from the blue tray over here, which is on the table, and then sit down again. So it's a little bit like a yoga butti as well. So the rest of us, we'll just sit in silence and we'll, you know, share that experience together. So does that make sense? Is that okay? Any questions? So hopefully the pieces will be in the right order because we haven't done it for a while. So we'll just make it work. And then we'll just share a little experience at the end. So I'll come and sit down here and give you the pieces. And then we'll go row by row, so we'll start with the first row and then the second row, so we'll go in order. Is that okay? And then if we have more pieces, then we'll do it, we'll keep going till all the pieces in. All right? Okay, so thanks for participating and I hope you enjoy. It's a beautiful feeling of building Baba's heart and we can think as you're sitting there as well, all the things that Baba has given us and, you know, what does the heart really say to Baba? You know, the main thing is thank you, isn't it? You know, for how our lives have been uplifted. Yeah, and how we've come here to be here today. Alright, so I'm going to come down here and we'll start the music when we're ready. Thank you, bye. Yes, so thank you all for participating. And I wanted to ask if anyone would like to share their experience, or if you felt any message from Baba in the blessings you got, and how it felt to be putting a piece of the heart. Would anyone like to share? Yes, would you like to come up? If you use the mic, then everyone can hear you. If you could just come down here, I'll pass it to you.
Om Shanti. I'm Nirani from Mauritius. The blessing I got touched my heart, that even my eyes filled up. I believe it is meant for each one of you. Without me, God's heart is empty. I can't tell you how emotional it has made me, and it is so overwhelming. Thank you, Baba.
Well done. It's true. Anyone else like to share something? Are we not all Baba's special child? Yeah? Each piece is important, and each piece is meaningful. Yes. Sometimes Baba says, remind ourselves how each one is essential.
Om Shanti. The blessing I got was, my place is fixed in God's heart. No one can take that place because no one else will fit there. So I made a reflection on this, and what I wrote is, just like drama is fixed, nothing can change it. In the same way, I have a permanent place in God's heart, and no one can change it. It is an eternal relationship that exists since time immemorial. Like Baba mentions in Murli, each of his child has a speciality, and that's how he chose us. To help in world transformation. So our speciality is unique, and our place as well is unique and reserved for us in his heart. Thank you.
So lovely and a beautiful reflection. I'll just give a moment. The translation is happening. So we can reflect on how many specialities there are in ourselves and in Baba. Baba has everything already, and then each one of us, he fills us as well. Anybody else? Yes, brother.
My name is Matan. I'm from Israel. And it's absolutely refreshing to be part of this gathering, meeting the international family, rather than my local center. What I received in terms of blessing is that while being seated on God's heart throne, I'm anchored to what is real. An anchor has a very good association with a boat. So I, the soul, I'm like a boat. I move on and on and on to go together with Baba. And one day soon, I will reach the golden age. And I will be anchored. Truth will be all around. Thank you.
That's lovely, no? So we will all reach together as well. Yes, yeah, so traffic control. So we can finish. with traffic control. So thank you everyone, that's lovely, and see how we're all part of Baba's heart.